I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama lawmakers are quickly moving to try and block a minimum wage hike that's already been approved in Birmingham. The Alabama Senate could vote today to give final passage to a bill stripping cities of their ability to raise their own minimum wage. Republican Representative David Faulkner of Mountain Brook says his bill would maintain uniformity across the state. Faulkner says it would be an undue burden on the state's businesses to allow hundreds of different minimum wages across Alabama. Senator Linda Coleman Madison, a Democrat from Birmingham, says she's concerned about people trying to feed their families on current hourly wages. Alabama doesn't have a state minimum wage. It uses the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. The Birmingham City Council has voted to raise the minimum hourly wage there to $10.10 an hour, effective as soon as possible. Black History Month wraps up next Monday, but APR student reporter Allison Mollenkamp reports celebrations and observances will continue into next week.
The city of Selma will hold its 51st Bridge Crossing Jubilee a week from today. The event remembers Bloody Sunday in 1965 when voting rights marchers were attacked on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Black History Month in Alabama included the unveiling of a new mural at the Montgomery City County Public Library. Director Juanita Oz says artist Bill Ford included images of the Montgomery bus boycott as well as Bloody Sunday.
Had it not been for Rosa Parks and not giving her seat up and Martin Luther King being the nonviolent leader that he was, we would never have gotten to 2015 to end up with Barack Obama as the first president of the United States of color.
Black History Month continues this Sunday at the Birmingham Public Library with a concert by the Winona High Choir. For APR News, I'm Allison Mollenkamp in Tuscaloosa.
High schoolers in the Mobile area are getting a chance to see what a career in healthcare might be like. The Bay Area Healthcare Coalition and the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce are teaming up for the 13th Annual Health Occupations Career Fair. The event targets 10th graders in public and private schools. These students get to talk with healthcare officials and try out hands-on exhibits. Emily McGrath is the Director of Education for the Mobile Chamber. She says the point is to have students looking ahead to their future.
The goal of the Health Occupations Career Fair is to start these students early thinking about what their plans are going to be post-high school. So we want them to be able to see not just that a career in healthcare is more than, you know, just a doctor or a nurse.
The two-day event wraps up today at the Mobile Civic Center Expo Hall. And Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton will be visiting Alabama this weekend ahead of the state's primary vote on Tuesday. The Clinton campaign says she'll be holding a Get Out the Vote event on Saturday in Birmingham. Now your forecast.
After a cold start, the day stays cool this afternoon. Expect a partly cloudy to mostly sunny sky. Temperatures will be topping out in those 50s for much of the area. Tonight, overnight lows near or just below freezing. Overnight lows in the lower 30s for Friday. We'll top out in the middle 50s. Plenty of sunshine. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.